Hey everyone. So last week I got to speak at Float Baby, and you can see the video at Float Baby on their Facebook, and I think we reshared it to CooperOrthodontics.com. But one of the more interesting things that came up that I thought applied to everybody, not just the Float Baby audience, was whether or not you should be using fluoride. And so what that is there is a group of people out there that really thinks fluoride is toxic and you shouldn't be using fluoride in anything. But if you look at the studies that they have posted, and if you look at the recommendations from the American Association of Pediatric Dentistry and the American Dental Association, there's no question that having the right levels of fluoride is important. So you don't want to be giving your babies before they have a swallowing reflex fluoride. You don't want them swallowing that every single day. You're going to get way too much fluoride. Toothpaste is not meant to be swallowed. It is meant to be a topical thing on your teeth that you do not swallow. Now, the fluoride in water is very important. And if you think you're not getting fluoride in bottled water, then you're mistaken. The thing that with bottled water is that it's not regulated. So you just don't know. It could be way too much fluoride. It could be too little fluoride. And if you're going to drink bottled water instead of filtered tap water, you really need to make sure you're switching up the brands of the filtered, of the spring waters so that you don't have consistently too high or too low of fluoride levels. But the best thing you can do is make sure you're drinking filtered tap water. So if it's filtered tap water, you're still getting some of those good minerals and things, and then the filter will take out kind of the chemicals that they actually put in. So I think that's really important to know as you're making your baby's formula, as you cook in your kitchen, as your kid grows up, as their teeth are developing. It's really, really important to use an activated carbon filter so that you keep the fluoride molecules in there, but you take out some of the other chemicals. So if you have any questions about the fluoride, I would love to hear from you. The other thing that I like to bring up is that once your child can, you know, decide to swallow or not swallow their food, then you can move them into a fluoride toothpaste. And it's actually really important that you do, because that topical fluoride on teeth that have already developed, that really helps the crystallization and the minerals in the teeth stay strong. And before we had fluoride in the water and fluoridated toothpaste, really tooth decay was rampant, especially with high sugar content foods. So to summarize, don't use a fluoride toothpaste until you can spit and swallow all on your own. Then definitely do use a fluoride toothpaste. And then the recommended water as far as teeth are concerned is to use filtered tap water, because all the cities, except for like three counties that have voted out fluoride, they all have their fluoride regulated so that you know you're getting the right amount. You're not getting too much and you're not getting too little. And I'd love to hear some more thoughts on that and what y'all have to say.